Jananjana Sadakaiha Chaksur Umiritam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manugastam Stapitam Jena Bhutade Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapandantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapatakamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatan Sahagana Lagunatan Nitanstratam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Virajana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Ladita Sri Vishakana Tangscha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Deshatarane Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutade Srimati Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Hiti Navane Sri Bhatsabhanavi Devi Dayataya Kripavade Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Madhu Jahu Jalapre Madhya Sri Rupa Nuga Bhakti Dasi Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namastate Namaste Gauravani Sri Murte Dinatarane Rupa Nuga Virudapa Siddhanta Dvantaharane Namo Gaurakishanaya Shakshadvairagya Murte Vipalambara Sambode Padambo Jayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namane Gaura Shakti Sarupaya Rupa Nugavarayate Gaura Virabhava Bhumestam Niyatasta Sahajana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Bhumasri Jagannathayate Namaha Vanchakalpa Tarubhas Jaki Basindurihi Vachapati Tanam Pavane Bio Vaishnave Bio Namo Namaha Namo Mahabharanaya Krishna Bhima Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Goyatishe Namaha He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatute Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Jayatam Sudato Pangu Mama Manda Matergate Matsara Sapatam Bojo Radha Madana Mohano Dividindaranya Kapaturu Madhyatsi Madratna Gatha Singha Sarasto Sisi Radha Siva Govinda Devo Prasadali Bi Seva Mano Smanami Siman Rasa Rasa Rang Vibang Sivata Tatash Ditaha Karshan Venu Swanya Gopi Gopinata Shri Estuna Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshari Vrishabhanu Sutta Devi Pranami Hari Priye Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaur Artha Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 So we are celebrating Sri Vyasa Puja today. And Sri Vyasa Puja means the celebration. Puja means worship, to worship Vyasa. Vyasa means Veda Vyasa, the compiler of the Vedic literatures. because we understand that the Vedas are eternal. They have no origin except the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are the breathing of the Lord. And it is Vyasa, however, the literary incarnation, Saktyavish Avatar, who gathered them together, compiled them, and divided them, and distributed them amongst his disciples. So, because Vyasa is the literary incarnation, and because the Vedas are the mother and the source of transcendental knowledge for us, and knowledge is the means by which ignorance is destroyed, and when ignorance is destroyed, then we have no more cause to remain in this material world any longer. Therefore, on this day, we give respect and worship to Vyasa and his representatives. So, traditionally, it is performed sometimes on Guru Purnima, the full moon day in which the Guru is traditionally worshipped in India, but also Srila Prabhupada established that it may be performed on the day of the spiritual master and individual spiritual master's birth date, and therefore we are celebrating it today. So although it appears that the celebration is for me, the truth of the matter is that the celebration is for Vyasa and for all of those who represent Vyasa. So we have begun properly by worshiping the deities to begin with, by having their darshan, and then by performing the Guru Puja to Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya Viskan. Because without Srila Prabhupada, this temple would not be here, Sri Sri Radhakalachandji would not be installed, and none of us would be sitting here today. Period. We would be somewhere else. So to worship Srila Prabhupada is to acknowledge that our very spiritual existence is entirely due to his causeless mercy. It can't be said any other way. Therefore, although every disciple can feel pride about his or her spiritual master, the reality is that we can all feel a communal pride in what Prabhupada did, which is I cannot see how it can be excelled or equaled, because I can't imagine how anybody else is going to. I guess if they go to other planets and spread Krishna consciousness on other planets, and if they were successful in doing so, then it might be possible that there might be someone to equal Prabhupada's achievement. But failing that, I think that the single act of spreading Krishna consciousness to practically every country of the world is not possible to be equaled. So we have given respect to Srila Prabhupada. On this day, it is also traditional to give some respect to Prabhupada's initiated disciples, so I will do that now. I like to give them a garland and some chandan and a small gift and token of our appreciation for them, because they are repositories of Prabhupada's qualities, and by their association we are brought closer to Srila Prabhupada. I have personally always felt that I am entirely dependent, first of all, I would have to say jointly, upon Prabhupada and my God brothers and God sisters. I've never been able to, when Prabhupada was physically present, I would have said I was always totally dependent upon Prabhupada. But in the course of his physical disappearance, I had to take shelter of my God brothers and God sisters as much as I have taken shelter of Prabhupada. And so for me, they are my lifeline in spiritual life, and I'm totally dependent upon them. And then after them, I'm dependent upon immediately my disciples and other well-wishers and all of the devotees of ISKCON. So I want to at least offer my small token of respect to them, and I'll just, you can indulge me while I walk around the temple room and give them a garland. We could do a little, yeah, you can, Advaita can just chant Hare Krishna on the Mridanga while we can have a little soft kirtan while we're going around. A garlanded the temple president of Washington, who is here, Sri Kalabhikam Prabhu, and Nityananda Prabhu, and Dinanath Prabhu, on behalf of Shamsundar, has accepted the garland. Unfortunately, there is so much flooding in Houston that many of our devotees from Houston have not yet arrived here. They're, apparently, the water is draining for 4 days in a row continually, and Shakuntala apparently couldn't even get out of her house. The water was so high up on the streets. So there are many devotees who would have been here, but by the mercy of Lakshmi Priya's video, they can watch everything. So, I thought today that to speak about in glorification of the different spiritual masters who are represented here by their disciples. And that would be a nice appreciation for everything. And I will begin, of course, by speaking, and I can only speak very briefly, so I think each one could be spoken about at great length, but the time does not permit at all. So practically I can only mention them and say a few words from my own limited appreciation. That means that there's unlimited good that can be said of each of these personalities, and it will remain for another opportunity to do so. I have already spoken about Srila Prabhupada. I think one thing we have not yet done is a closed circuit television and a room for mothers. That would be a nice thing to do. Where's Radha Vinod? Where is he? Hiding somewhere. Anyway, we could take up a collection for that. I think this will be a good project. If the temple will arrange some room, then we'll do a closed circuit television, and we can agree today that we will fund that. Does that sound like a good idea for mothers? Mothers and babies and crazy people may be situated there. So I have spoken about Srila Prabhupada, and I will say a few words. One of the things that Prabhupada has done is that, I think also, by the way, I should say that another wonder of Prabhupada, that in spreading the movement around the world, one can see this visibly. Last evening I was walking up the block with Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu, and where is it? Yeah, and we were saying that as you walk one by one past each house, you feel like you're passing through either a different continent or a different nation of the world. You know, you go through the Philippines, you go through Singapore, past South Africa, you pass Fiji, pass through China, and pass through Argentina, and pass through Mexico, and Canada, and England, and there's so many, Germany, we were just, huh? Spain, they were going through so many different places and found that there were people gathered in this community from all over the world. And therefore Prabhupada said in Jayapataka Maharaj, of course, made that statement once, you know, United Nations, right, of the spiritual world, in one of his famous, you know, outbursts. And he said, this is, you know, United Nations of the spiritual world, that's ISKCON. So Prabhupada really did open up the world for Gaudiya Vaishnavism. There was, when my dissertation comes out, you'll see that there was a forerunner to Prabhupada in 1903 or 4 named Krishna Prema. Swami Krishna Prem, who came, and he was a Gaudiya Vaishnava, and he published a book called Krishna the something, I think the Ocean of Love, I forget the name of his book, but he preached for some time, but had some following, and then went back to Vrindavan and passed away. But the fact is that the movement did not take hold at that time. It is Prabhupada who really opened up Krishna consciousness. And one of the things that Prabhupada wanted was that his god brothers and their disciples should expand and travel and preach and join him. And unfortunately that never took place. He invited a number of them to join him, but they did not take that invitation up. Nevertheless, one of the devotees here, her spiritual master, is a god brother of Srila Prabhupada's, Bhakti Shraman Maharaj, a very saintly Vaishnava who passed away some years ago. And she is from Singapore, and she took shelter of him. Her name is Bhakti, and she took shelter of him as his second to last disciple. And so we remember him and honor him on this day. Prabhupada's sannyas guru, Keshav Maharaj, has a disciple, number of so many disciples. And one of them is Narayan Maharaj, His Holiness Narayan Maharaj, who has a disciple here, Ekanath Das. And Narayan Maharaj and I have had very intimate and close association, and unfortunately circumstances have conspired against us that we have not been able to be with each other as we were previously, but nevertheless he is spreading consciousness of Vrindavan and Radha Krishna all over the world now, and giving some inspiration and hope to so many devotees who have lost hope. And so we honor him today, on this day. I'm going to read off names of people in order of their, they have disciples here, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, a very intimate friend of mine, like a younger brother. He joined Krishna consciousness and took his first, second, and sannyas initiations all within a period of 6 months' time. And he, of course, makes these very nice videos. And oh, Yudhisthira, when you come back through this door, come up here. I wanted to give you a garland as the past temple present, but I forgot. I should honor you as well. So Bhakti Chu Maharaj is making these video series of Prabhupada, and of course, very enthusiastic and preacher, Calcutta born like Prabhupada. So he is to be honored today. Then His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, the most energetic, perhaps, preacher in our movement. Certainly the most vigorous kirtan dancer. A graduate of Princeton, a very visionary preacher, a bold preacher, is remembered today and given honor. His Holiness Bhakti Vaibhav Swami Maharaj preaches in Eastern Europe, Russia. He's also a very saintly and powerful preacher who has worked very sincerely for so many years in many different countries in Eastern Europe. Give garland to Yudhisthira on my behalf. Prabhupada said a temple president is the representative of the spiritual master. So he's also a representative of Vyas. And past presidents are also to be, should be given even more respect, because they're elder. Then Veer Krishna Goswami Maharaj, His Holiness, started a very nice temple in North Carolina. He's now also the GBC for Fiji, so he gets to see so many of my hundreds of disciples there, and he's very pleased with how nicely the Fiji devotees are being trained. He's told me that. And he's also preaching now in Europe. Very nice sannyasi. His Holiness Dhanavir Goswami Maharaj has started a Vedic college in Kansas City. He was formerly an All-American volleyball star. I say that because he listed on his vita. And he's a very strict follower of Prabhupada's teachings. He has his disciples here in Texas. His Holiness Dhanadhara Swami Maharaj has many nice disciples who are here today. He's a very big brain, very super intelligent ability to teach, to attract many intelligent and young people to Krishna consciousness. And he's very lived for in Vrindavan for nearly 18 years. He's very absorbed in and capable of taking people on tours of the holy dhams and revealing the dhams to them. I should have mentioned this next person. It was my oversight, otherwise I would have gone in order. I named Prabhupada's godbrother first, and the disciple of Prabhupada's sannyas guru second, and the next person I would have named was His Holiness Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, who is now departed from this world. Very exalted Vaishnava. I don't think it's I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that he is a liberated soul. He left his body in Mayapur in the midst of the Gaur Purnima festival, discussing the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and in the midst of talking with Bhakta Rupa and Vinod Bani in Mayapur. He gave up his body. And very elevated personality. So we remember him. I had many nice opportunities to associate with him and to render personal service to him. And He's a very elevated person. And my very dear godbrother, His Holiness Giriraj Swami, who is like just like a brother, he and I, we speak every week by telephone, has a number of disciples here, and very dear to Srila Prabhupada, who treated him like a pet son always. He's now recovering from his heart illness. So we honor him today. Then my godbrother, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, an extremely empowered preacher who has established a magnificent temple in New Delhi, continues to look after Prabhupada's temples in Bombay and Vrindavan. Gopal Krishna Maharaj is a very strict follower of Prabhupada and tirelessly works despite all of his sometimes health problems, but it never stops him from preaching and practicing Krishna consciousness. So we give him all honor today. Then probably the most intelligent member of our movement, he's certainly a genius, His Holiness Sri Dayananda Das Goswami Maharaj, who somehow coerced me into going into academia, only to give up academia, for which the score is not at all settled yet. I'm only waiting till I get my degree to go and meet him, and he's avoiding me. But he and I are very, very close, and he's, as anyone knows, he's probably the most humorous and most intelligent devotee that we have. He's capable of defeating all arguments. Even his own arguments, he can turn them around and defeat them. He's a rhetorician. So we give him all respect. He, of course, has completed the translation of the Srimad Bhagavatam for Srila Prabhupada. And he's protector of ISKCON's Siddhanta. Then a very ecstatic devotee, His Holiness Jai Sachinandan Swami, who credits me with having been the first devotee that he ever saw in Germany when Prabhupada sent me to Germany to preach. And Sachinandan was a teenager going to a department store with his mom, and he saw me on the street preaching and remembered me. And he's a very, very elevated soul. He's always absorbed in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna Leela, and preaches especially in Germany and many countries around Germany. He likes to do bhajan also, spends much time in the dhams, chanting the holy names, written a book recently as well. Now I'm naming one of our godbrothers who's not active in ISKCON, but still who I... I'll go back because someone was missed. I'm naming some people who may not be considered to be in good standing in ISKCON, but nevertheless I honor them today. One of them is my godbrother Hansaduta Prabhu, who is a very close godbrother of mine, close friend, very extraordinary kirtan leader and very bold preacher. Unfortunately he had some difficulties and, you know, we are temporarily separated, but still I honor him today. And similarly, our first person who shaved up and did so many things in ISKCON is His Holiness Kirtananda Swami Maharaj, who's also separated from us, but who has disciples in Texas. Even though he's in a very awkward and difficult position today, still he goes on giving class every day through the telephone and preaches to disciples in different parts of the world, and it's impossible for him to stop preaching Krishna consciousness. And of course he started and established a new Vrindavan community, so we show respect to him today. my godbrother Krishna Kshetra Prabhu, who is at Oxford doing a PhD and who has much close contact with me nowadays because of our academic work that we share. In fact, we're co-authoring a particular essay right now, which will be an interesting essay on how theology, philosophy, how there are places within our philosophy which are flexible enough to allow for sufficient alterations or changes to be made. I know Prabhupada said don't ever change anything, but obviously Prabhupada himself made adjustments. So you can say we are looking at different parts of our philosophy that allow for various adjustments to be made so that Krishna consciousness can be more applicable and expanded far beyond the range of what it is now. So we're writing an essay like that, which I will present at the American Academy of Religion this year, and it will be published eventually in a book. Practically first devotee of our movement, His Holiness Mukunda Goswami Maharaj, who personally welcomed me, was one of the devotees who welcomed me into ISKCON. He taught me how to play the mridanga. Then Prabhupada gave me further lessons in mridanga playing, but Mukunda Maharaj was one of the persons who did. I worked with him very closely in England, and Prabhupada said of him that he was born Brahmin. Said he was born as a Brahmin. His quality and nature is that of a Brahmin. A very, very pure-hearted person. I can't imagine him having any enemies. He's very saintly Vaishnava. He has disciples here. Then a very saintly devotee who I look forward to becoming more and more close to, because so many of my close friends are his close friends, and somehow circumstances just have never allowed us to be together. But I, you know, apart from my own contaminated nature, he doesn't have any impurity. So if he tolerates me, I hope to become very close with him. His Holiness Niranjan Swami Maharaj, who, despite his problems of health, travels all over Russia and many, many, many countries. Many cities, rather. He's also the GBC in Boston. We honor him today. Then a powerful preacher who has spread Krishna consciousness in various parts of the world, His Grace Prithu Prabhu, very strong, often opinionated person, and often his opinions and mine don't always agree, but he and I always give great respect to each other. I always admire his courage. He's a very powerful Srimad Bhagavatam speaker and Sankirtan leader, so we honor him today. Another devotee who is not with us at the present time, but who was perhaps the greatest organizer of Sankirtan in America, His Grace Ramaswar Prabhu, who I think was a great loss to our movement that he left, because he was such a tremendous visionary. I also didn't get along so well with him, but that doesn't mean that I didn't give him the greatest honor, and I still do, and I only lament the fact that he is not there at the head of our Sankirtan armies and the BBT as well. Great visionary. Then a devotee from India who has many thousands of disciples. He's a very powered speaker, Srimad Bhagavatam. His Holiness Radha Govinda Swami Maharaj, who has disciples in Houston. He's a very charismatic and attractive preacher of the Bhagavatam and a great asset to our ISKCON society. Then a devotee who has proven himself to be a very extraordinary personality, perhaps he might be the most popular devotee in ISKCON today, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, who was a sadhu from the time he joined ISKCON and has shown the qualities of a sadhu more visibly, I suspect, than any other of our leaders. And so many people feel that this is the exemplary type of personality that we want our leaders to be. I certainly cannot follow like that. I have to be a different type of person because of my nature. But he and I are very, very close. And he looks up to me as his older brother. But he's a very special Vaishnava. I don't think there's any temple or a group of devotees that can compare with his temples in Mumbai and Pune and with the devotees there. They are, you know, they are extraordinary persons and they have an extraordinary guru. So we give him all honor today. Very learned devotee who has protected ISKCON and continues to do so, His Grace Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, who, although he has so many Brahminical qualities, has also got many Kshatriya qualities, and he's quite fearless, more than I can think of most people being. He has taken on many challenges to defend our movement, even at the risk of his own life, but he does so with the power of his pen. He's probably the best writer in ISKCON. He and Satsrup Maharaj, I think, are probably the best two writers our movement has. He's just a very, very qualified person. I pray that he has good health and that he can lead our movement more and more in the future. Then His Grace Rohini Sutta Prabhu, a great Sankirtan devotee, one of the biggest book distributors our movement ever has had, Sankirtan leaders who preaches in the Soviet Union, in Europe, Switzerland. Very nice devotee, very, very humble devotee in many respects, and has disciples here, and we offer him all respect. And then again, one of the senior devotees of our society, along with Mukunda Maharaj and Kirtananda. Probably, again, I said that about Radhanath, but Satsrup Maharaj cannot be said to be any less exemplary as a sadhu, and in ways exemplifies the type of sadhu. He's a renunciate, like a monk, you know, and a recluse in a way. He's the most prolific author our movement has. He's the most humble devotee, I think, our movement has. And humility is supposed to be the most important quality of a Vaishnava. I don't think there is a person who's more capable of ridding himself of any impurities. His books are very, very special and wonderful. He's probably the only person I can think of that has the right to just write all day and not think that he's neglecting or shirking duties. I think that is his duty. He tolerates a tremendous amount of physical difficulties, and he's really our elder godbrother, and I show him and offer him all my respects. And finally, he came to tea, but I'll go to tea also. Is that His Grace, His Holiness Trivikram Swami Maharaj, a very nice devotee who Prabhupada told to go to China with me. And then I asked Prabhupada, I said, I'll agree to go as long as I don't have to go with Trivikram Maharaj. Which was, you know, as Prabhupada said later on to me, it's your shortcoming, not his, that makes you say that. Because he looked at me and he said, Trivikram Maharaj will do anything I say, meaning you won't always do everything I say. You will argue back with me, as Trivikram Maharaj will not argue with me. But he's a wonderful devotee. Anybody who knows him, he has a great sense of humor. Kesha Bharti Prabhu has gone out to spend some time. He's preaching now in Sacramento. He's gone there to open a preaching center. And, of course, he was preaching in Poland. And very nice devotee, one of the most early disciples and one of the first sannyasis of our movement. It's hard for me to believe that His Holiness Jayapataka Swami doesn't have a disciple here. He's got them, you know, in every nook and corner of the world. So, just in case there is a disciple of his, no doubt there must be an aspiring disciple of his. And if there isn't, just by these words, there will be one day. We should,
In Houston.
In Houston, so there you are. So, we say that I don't think that there's anyone who gives himself as totally as Jayapataka Maharaj. Sometimes he's criticized for various, you know, for his overly enthusiastic traveling schedules, etc. But I personally think that he is simply propelled by a desire to serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's phenomenal. I think he is. What happened to my brother? Sure. He is a phenomenal person with unlimited energy and strength. Of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that come alive when he speaks them. One of the pillars of the Mayapur project, so we remember him today. And then another person has disciples in Houston, Virabahu Prabhu, very learned devotee, extremely learned. His wife, equally learned, Karta Prabhu, both of them close friends of mine. And you know, he's a person who preaches very selflessly throughout South America as well as in Los Angeles. So we remember him. Now, have I left anyone and neglected anyone? Well, it's not bad. If I had to neglect anyone, then it should have been, you know, a person who really is my brother, Giridhari Maharaj, who has a disciple here, and I beg her forgiveness, but really I think that if there was anyone I could neglect, you know, you can neglect someone who's that close because he will never take offense. Mm-hmm. He's the person who has single-handedly assisted me more than any other devotee without, I don't think, any close compare. He has, it's like, you know, Ram and Lakshman. He has just stood by my side and done everything for me that a younger brother would do. It's only due to him that the whole Asian part of my zone is able to be maintained and that I don't have to be there as much as I should be there. And, you know, everybody, he's the co-GBC here. And so, so many rigs, how his name was neglected is only due to Yogamaya potency. He deserves it. See, Yogamaya is from the Philippines. So it takes a Filipino to bewilder everybody, since Giridhari Maharaj's headquarters in the Philippines. These persons, there are of course Shiksha Gurus, and I could speak about them. It wouldn't be wrong, like His Holiness Gunagrahi Goswami, His Grace Mahaprabhu, and although they have not accepted disciples, I think that they are no less qualified and eminent in their preaching ability, in their strength to deliver conditioned souls. I think there are others here as well, even among disciples of Prabhupada's disciples who act as Shiksha Gurus. And the fact that I don't mention them is not to mean that they're any less qualified and representing Sri Vyasadeva. So it's 9 o'clock, and this is how I chose to speak. I could have, and I would have liked to also have spoken something more personal about myself in relationship to the mercy that I get from all of these persons. But I'm a little worried because of our schedule. The disciples are supposed to fast on this day, but we God brothers and God sisters don't have to, so we're going to take a little prashanam. And then we have to start again in 25 minutes, which is a fast meal. I'll say something for 5 or 10 more minutes, if that's okay. What they can do is, rather than to just go up to the kitchen and tell them to make the plates and put the plates out on the table, even if they're going to get a little cold. Just leave whatever is hot off the plate, put all the plates on the table, and then when we come, we'll just sit down and they can put the hot preps there. I'll speak for 5 or 10 minutes. It's always nice to have an opportunity to open your heart before the Vaishnavas, so I want to do that. I think that these last 5 or 6 years have been the most difficult years of my spiritual life. I never imagined that they could be, that anything could be as difficult as this. I have to say that sometimes I experienced terrible anguish and suffering over these 5 years. I have to constantly be reminded, and maybe one day I will see it for myself, that the decision I took to go back to my studies was really Krishna's arrangement, and Krishna led me that way. But if he did, it was, you know, only to, it certainly purified me. It tested me more than anything. I don't think anything ever tested me as greatly as these 5 years have tested me. They showed me my weaknesses, I guess some strengths, but they made me realize how easily it is possible to be fallible. And when you're a guru, you're not supposed to be fallible. But the truth is that throughout our scriptures, great personalities have revealed, have had fallible qualities revealed within them, only to have those fallible qualities transformed into some sort of glorious act. So I am only praying to Prabhupada and Krishna that in any way that I have come out short in these 5 years or 6 years, that somehow they turn it into some great spiritual asset. Prabhupada once said to me personally, he said, I had so many difficulties over the years. He said, there were so many troubles I faced, but now I realize that those difficult times became my greatest spiritual assets. So I would like to think that these difficult times for me have been my greatest spiritual assets, and they will become so. If you wonder what I'm talking about, it's because the nature of writing, the kind of writing I have had to do, is that you don't, unless you have studied in the academy, you don't understand what the philosophy, the ethos of the academy is. Just like Jiva Goswami had to go to Benares to study Mayavadi philosophy, it's comparable to that. I've had to study so many philosophies which oppose and contaminate the consciousness and which we advise not to do. But I have done it with the motive of trying to establish that Srila Prabhupada and his philosophy is a respectable and philosophy that is worthy of consideration on the part of the intellectual leaders of the world, just as Jiva Goswami did with the same motive. And so that has protected me, but it has not been a pleasant journey, I can say. And another thing is that my nature is to work a lot with my heart. I really, you know, some of my close godbrothers say that you're a person who makes decisions guided by the heart. And I really do. Sometimes Prabhupada said about me that he's very intelligent. But even though that, whether that's true or not, finally my heart prevails. But in doing this in academic work, I think my heart has protected me, but all the work is done by my intelligence. And so it's left my heart, you know, like a desert. And so this is very difficult for a person who likes to feel and taste deep spiritual emotions, to have to simply do so much with the head and not with the heart. So I'm just telling you this because this is an opportunity. You're of all my family members, and so I feel like I should share with you, you know, what is happening with me. And when I finish and I get my PhD and become Dr. Frock, then, you know, I will balance my life again. The first thing is that I'm going to do is go to the Dham, and I'll just stay in Govardhan and Vrindavan if they allow me, and Mayapur, and drink in the Dham again like I used to do. And then I'll spend more time traveling and preaching, and then I'll spend some of my time on academic work, but it'll be much more balanced again. And I think that, you know, I'll be able to breathe out a great sigh of relief. Through all of this, my godbrothers, I can say they protected me. I'm always on the telephone with people like Gurujan Prabhu and Giriraj Maharaj. Kesha Bharti visits me, Shivaram Maharaj visits me. And these people protect me, and they care for me. Radhanath Maharaj visits me, they care for me, because they know how difficult this is. Everybody knows this. Who knows what I'm doing? They all tell me. I wish I had brought this letter to read to you from Dasarath Prabhu, but he wrote this letter which explains the mission, and it gave me great strength. And the other thing that protects me is all of you, when I know that you're all counting on me. And beyond this, I know that the movement counts upon me, that in a sense, I'm the senior most leader left still leading our movement. I'm the only member of the original GBC that Prabhupada appointed who's still a GBC member. And so I feel a great responsibility to all of you and to the members of our movement that I must survive and come out victorious. And that protects me and gives me strength through these difficult times. My heart feels very heavy by all this, but I have to just say it. Whenever we meet, I always give you the State of the Union address. I'm sorry if it's a repeat each year, but the problem is that the thing that hasn't gone away yet, I won't talk about this anymore when I get out of this situation. The closest thing I can compare to my present situation is that I feel like I'm in jail. That's the only metaphor I can think of. I feel as if I'm in prison. And I put myself in this prison. You know, there were certain circumstances that took place, and I went into the prison and gave the keys away, and I can't open the door. It's like if someone says, just open the door and walk out. I can't do that. When it's done, the door will automatically, the prison door will open up, and I'll walk out. That's the only way I can get out of this situation. So I've really come to understand what fate is. I understand that you can't go against fate. Fate, F-A-T-E, is much more powerful than you are because it's Krishna. And when fate works in a certain way, you have to just learn to accept it and work and do as best as you can within it. And then, if Krishna wishes, he can, you know, the thing will change and everything will become completely transformed. Okay, that says my piece. I would like to glorify all of you for my last few minutes to say that I thank all of you who are here year after year. I only garlanded a few of you. You each deserve a garland and chandan and gifts. Some of you have tolerated harsh words from me, like Mahari. I gave him a hard time, his wife, but here he is. I thank you. I thank Jivananda for deciding that the way when I gave him a word, I said, whatever you do, don't leave Dallas. This morning when I got up, this is my nature. When I got up, I just thought, I hope Mithurinath called Jivananda and Ranganath to be here. And Jivananda is here this morning. I thought, well, Krishna. There's so many of you who are dear and near, and even those who are not as dear just because of the way things are. I'm so happy that you're here. You're all to be glorified, that you have made such a great sacrifice to, as Prabhupada said, to declare war on Maya, to actually say, I'm going to get out of this material world. Even if you don't always, you know, win the battles, the war is not lost, and you're all going, you're forward soldiers, and you're wonderful. And, you know, I just pray that I always have your association. I pray that Krishna always allows me to be in the association of the devotees of this movement to my last breath. No matter how nice it may be and how good qualities others may have, still I think that I would, you know, I don't care. This is my family, and you are who I want to be with. And finally, I say about our children. Yesterday, when I've seen them, I think that the greatest jewels that we have are the children who come into Krishna consciousness. They are so special, and we should all give them the utmost love and care and protection, and give them every opportunity that they can remember Krishna throughout their life. And of course, now we have old people like Kirtita, and we have to give them all care and attention. This is what this movement is for. Finally, it's meant that we should share love with each other. When it all, at the end of the day, the best teaching of all is to love Krishna and love the devotees. And love has to be shown by physical acts. You have to demonstrate your love. Don't just feel it in your mind or heart, but you have to show it in real acts of loving devotion. So go out of your way, show love, and you will be able to love Krishna more. Just understand this point, that the more you love others, then the more you'll be able to love Krishna, and the happier you will feel. This is what you're really made for. This is what the heart is for. This is what blood beats through the body for. It's to give care and service and kindness to others. Right? It's a great teaching of Christianity. This is the teaching, the prime teaching of Christianity is to, you know, is to love and serve another person. So Prabhupada said Christianity is Vaishnavism. So we should embrace this feeling. And that will attract people. You want to know how to make devotees. There's no other single key except this. When there are loving exchanges, it attracts so many people. So I take the dust of everybody's feet here, and I'll tolerate what all of you say about me later on. But again, I say that it could be said, and it is being said for all of our gurus. I'm sure that whatever qualities any of you will express and what you see about me are equally true for all of the persons who I've mentioned, and well as others. So I'll stop here. We will come back into the temple. Our God brothers and God sisters can meet up in the quarters that I have for breakfast, but I promise you we'll be back here in 20 minutes. You know, it'd be really fast, but we're going to do that. So maybe Dwaita or Rasam and Jari, you're here. You can play a harmonium and just do some bhajans. So those of you who like to stay in the temple room can be here. Otherwise, if you want to walk outside, but I'm telling you, by 20 minutes to 10, you have to be back here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Gaur Premanandi. Jai.